to do the ordinary in an extraordinary way. This is St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
So we're just starting to read the letter of James at Holy Mass, just beginning today. And I'm afraid we're only going to hear a little bit from it before all of the readings switch up. All of the readings change when Lent comes around, because Lent has a very specific purpose, has a very specific intention there. And so the readings are chosen, well, the readings are chosen carefully at every Mass, and the Church has this laid out for us very carefully. But Lent essentially interrupts ordinary time because it's this really special, important time and season. That's why we have to prepare for it well. But I'm grateful, actually, that we do have just maybe a couple of days today and tomorrow to hear from the letter of St. James. What a fantastic letter. Sadly, Martin Luther didn't see it the same way. Martin Luther didn't see the letter of James the same way, but that's a different case, different story for me and for you when we look to the letter of James and realize the rich teaching that's inside of there. Let's just listen to what he says. He starts off the letter after a very simple greeting. He doesn't spend any time fluffing, you know, these words, doesn't spend any time, you know, just distracted from the essential points. He dives right into it. Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials. I mean, that's not maybe the first thing that I would like to get from somebody as a letter when they say, it's consider it a blessing, Father Matthew, that you're experiencing trouble. I'd much rather get a letter, you know, this is all going to go away. This is all going to be fine. And actually, if you pray this prayer, it will just disappear. I would have preferred that letter from St. James, but that's not the letter we got, is it? It's the letter that's much closer to what we need to hear, I'm sure, which is that you and I are being tested. We're being tested in this life. As Abraham was tested, as Moses was tested, as Elijah was tested, everybody inside of Scripture was tested. Jesus himself was tested and experienced trial. Why? Because it produces perseverance, St. James says. I would love to just pray to the Lord and ask for perseverance, just as I would prefer to pray and just get the gift of patience. But you know that's not how it works. When we ask for patience, what God gives us are opportunities to practice patience. When we ask for perseverance, or when we seek out perseverance, what we get are difficult circumstances in order to grow. And in fact, James says our perseverance has to be perfect so that you and I might be perfect and lacking in nothing. So we need perseverance to keep going in the spiritual life. I'm thinking of the many parables that Jesus gives, really underlining this point even more. For example, the seed and the sower. Jesus describes the sower going out and spreading seed around, and how some of that seed doesn't take root. Some of it rises up very quickly, but because it doesn't have any roots, it's wiped away, swiped away very quickly. And it just doesn't last because, well, the perseverance in life hasn't been established. Jesus talks about it himself. St. James is exhorting us to look at our lives and say, are we seeing the trials that God allows in the right light? Let me ask you something. When you look at your life and you see the trials that you have, maybe list them out for me or for yourself more. I don't need a bunch of emails telling me your problems. List them out. No, I'm just kidding. You can if you want. But what's more important to me is that you list them out for yourself and you say, this is what I'm struggling with. I'm struggling with cancer. I'm struggling with paying my bills. I'm suffering because my kids aren't coming to Mass. And I'm hurting because my spouse isn't helping me, isn't walking with me, isn't giving me the time of day. And these are all really serious trials, aren't they? Very difficult things in our life that we might go through. Why does God allow it? Because he's testing our faith so that it produces perseverance. I mean, just take one of those examples, wanting your kids to come back to Mass. I know how painful that is. I hear from many parents so often who want their children to return to the sacraments. Maybe you've recognized how important the sacraments are and how essential Sunday Mass is, and your children haven't. And you're wondering, how do I communicate that? I've tried to tell them that over and over and over again, and they don't listen. And I've tried to do it nicely. I've tried to do it meanly. I've tried to do it subtly. I've tried to do it very obviously. I've tried it so many ways, Father, and they're not hearing it. Do you know who can identify with you is St. Monica, St. Augustine's mother, who went through the same experience. And she's a saint precisely because of her perseverance. Precisely because she didn't lose hope that her son would not only come back to the church, but become an incredible, amazing saint, doctor of the church, master of the understanding of the message of Christ. So if you find yourself becoming despairing, if you find yourself becoming struggling to persevere, maybe it's in that list you hold of the struggles that you have, of the difficulties. Maybe it's in that list that you look and you say, these are areas I need to now start looking at as opportunities for growth, rather than seeing them as obstacles, rather than seeing them as stumbling blocks. Instead, these are elements that the Lord gives to us to grow in perseverance. For me, I went through in my own life, I went through a period of a couple of years of very serious health crises. I had brain surgery, I almost died, and the effects of that were long-lasting. I mean, I was going through a lot of pain. I was also going through lots and lots of physical occupational therapy. It was a difficult time in my life, but I look back and I realize I'm a better person for it. I wish God could just have instilled those virtues that I wanted without having to go through all that, but he didn't. He wanted me to learn slowly, carefully, and I'm still learning, right? I'm still having to learn by trial and challenge, just as all of us are. You and I, we need to recognize that these are all opportunities that the Lord gives us. James continues here. St. James continues. He says, if any one of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and he will be given it. It's hearkening back to Solomon, if you recall. Solomon, who was asked by the Lord, or told by the Lord, ask me anything you want and I'll give it to you. And he could have asked for money, he could have asked for riches, he could have asked for power, but he didn't. He asked for wisdom. And the Lord was so pleased with that request that he not only gave him wisdom, he also gave him riches and money and power. He gave him all of that because he asked for the right thing. How often are we asking for the wrong things, though? How often are we asking not for wisdom, not for understanding, not for deeper love and faith and hope, but instead for material things, for freedom from the trials that James was just talking about? And so we ask for the things that we don't really need, and we forget to ask for the things that we really need, like wisdom, like conversion of heart, like true repentance of our sins. I mean, these are areas that the Lord wants us to ask. He's generous. He doesn't begrudge us for what we ask of him. He knows he's the only one that can give us these things. And so we need to ask. And we should do it without doubting, St. James says. And if we doubt, we're like the waves of the sea tossed about by the wind. That is to say, without a stable foundation, without a solid base. You and I, in faith, need to establish that foundation of our lives, not be tossed about by what goes here and there, by the winds of the world or of our culture or of our own passions, but instead be firmly fixed on Christ in faith. And when we do that, we will discover this amazing relationship with God, that when we are in our lowly, our lowliness, when we are in humble circumstances and situations, you and I will recognize how rich we are. That's what Saint James finishes up these first few verses of his letter. Verses 1 through 11 are what we heard proclaimed at Mass today. You and I, we know that if we're rich in material things, but poor in what is important, poor in God's love, and poor in virtue, poor in commitment, and not having that firm foundation, then St. James says, we're like a flower of the field, and we pass away because we wither up from the scorching heat. The flower droops, and the beauty of its appearance vanishes, St. James says. So will the rich person fade away in the midst of his pursuits. That's a challenging thing for me and for you. I know I have a vow of poverty, and chances are you don't. But when you look at our lives, mine included, we are living better than the vast majority of people are in the world. We are rich in more ways than we can even imagine. But if we find ourselves focused on material things, if we allow ourselves to be distracted by the material riches that we have, then we are going to find ourselves withering away, our spiritual lives not surviving, being scorched by the heat of the world, by the sins that afflict us, which will dry up any relationship with God that we should have and we should be fostering. And instead, we will find ourselves lifeless. It's a difficult thing, I know, but it's possible for us to discover in Christ our reliance on him, the way that you and I are called to live our life, not focusing on material things, but instead focusing on spiritual things, not focusing on temporal conveniences and satisfactions, but instead on the trials that maybe God allows, the trials that produce perseverance, the sufferings that allow us to become the saints that God wants us to be, the ways that we can keep growing in faith. I mean, it's about perspective. It's about focusing on the right things, and it's about choosing the right things. You and I, even before Lent starts, we have this opportunity. St. James is inviting us to. He's going to keep doing it too, right up until Ash Wednesday coming up in a couple of days. So let's take advantage of it, right? Let's recognize the opportunity for conversion in our lives. Let's recognize the trials that God allows that should produce perseverance. Let's embrace them. Let's realize that he wants us to be on a firm foundation, that he wants us to be growing strong and not withering away. But you and I, we have to make the right decisions to do that. Coming up next, we have the Family Rosary Across America, which is certain to help you in your faith walk with Jesus. So stay tuned. I'll be joining you in prayer there too. Until tomorrow, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.